Srimate Bhakti Vedanta
Sankirtan ki
jai.
Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Gaur Bhaktivedanta ki jai. I offer my humble obeisances to His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, and to all the devotees present here today. You are all Vaishnavas, and therefore you are the most worshipable in all the three worlds. Hare Krishna. Oh, Manamangal Prabhu. What a great fortune we have today. This is an interesting thing, though. I think this is supposed to be...
For his voice?
Is that what it is?
No, no.
聞こえますか？
はい。
聞こえます。
よろしくお願いします。
よろしくお願いします。So, we have a few minutes. So we're going. I'm going to speak about overcoming envy. Kukuima-san.
Maru-san, kikoenai.
Kikoenai. Hi.
まあ、ちょっと聞こえてるけど、もうちょっと大きい声でお願いします。
聞こえますか？
いいえ。
聞こえますか？
聞こえない。
もうちょっと、ここに座
って。
聞こえてる？
これでパワーアップする。
どこで？
わがし。
聞こえませんか？
マドさんの声聞こえますよ。
Mataji, can you translate? Yeah, your voice is more loud. Okay?
Thank
you.
Okay.
Where's the speaker? Anyway, I'll let you all. Okay. So this is one of the pervasive afflictions. That's a lot of words. It's a one of the main problems that one might have in this world is envy within the heart.
で、この世界の中で私たちが持っている問題っていうのは、私たちのハートの中にある妬みです。
So, the definition of envy, let's start with that.
で、その妬みというのを終わってから、それからこれから進んでいきたいと思います。
Envy, the definition of envy is a painful awareness.Of an advantage enjoyed by another.
で、その妬みっていうのは他の人が楽しんでいるということを気がついて、それに対して自分が何か痛みを感じることです。
In other words, you see somebody else has something that you don't have, and it gives you pain.
で、誰か他の人が持っていて、自分が持っていないときに、そのときに自分が感じる。
So, I'm going to give a few points about how to overcome envy.
どうすればその妬みというものを克服することができるかについて少しポイントを述べたいと思います。
And I actually just received this, these today. Somebody sent them to me.
で、それは私たちが今感じている何かその兆候です。
Just for full credit, a devotee named Bhaktin Shraddha. It's not Shraddha Devi Dasi, but it's a devotee, a Bhaktin, whose name is Shraddha.
Bhaktin Shraddha という名前の人です。
And I thought the points were so good that, that I should present them.
で、そのポイントというのは非常に良いと思いますので、ここで皆さんにお話ししたいと思います。
So,The first point is that envy is caused by misidentifying oneself as the material body.
で、まず私たちがその妬みがどうして生じるかっていうのは、私たちが自分がこの体であるという誤った考え方です。
just a few minutes ago, we were reading from the Bhagavad Gita.
2-3 minutes ago,
I was reading the Bhagavad Gita. And Krishna says, when one becomes aware that one is not the body but is a spiritual soul, then there's no sense of envy. Because one sees that all living entities are spiritual and they're part of Krishna.
そして私たちの生命体がクリシュナの一部であり、そして精神的であるということを私たち知っています。
So one of the first thoughts that she wrote about overcoming envy is that every ability that we have or anybody else has that comes from Krishna.
そして一つの考え方としては、他の人が持っていないけれども、自分が何か能力を持っている。その時には全てがその能力というものはクリシュナから来ているというふうに考える。で、彼女はそのように思いました。
So, this we can see is actually based on everyone's individual relationship with Krishna.
で、それは私たち一人一人がクリシュナとそれぞれにつながっている関係があるということから来ています。
In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Yeyata mam prapatyante tamstataiva vajamyaham mama vartmanavartante manushya partasarvasha, which means that he says, Krishna says, whichever way you approach me and however you surrender yourself to me, I reciprocate accordingly or equally.
で、クリシュナはバガバタギータでおっしゃいました。どのような方法で私の方に近づいてきても、その程度に応じて私は答えるとクリシュナはおっしゃいました。
So that means that if somebody has something that you don't have, it was given to them by Krishna.
で、誰か他の人が持っていて、そしてまた別の人は持っていない。そのようなものというものは必ずクリシュナから来ています。
And Krishna has an unlimited supply.
そしてクリシュナは無限にそれを供給してくれます。
So, if you want a particular thing, then you should also surrender to Krishna.
ですから何か欲しいと思ったらクリシュナに身を委ねればいいのです。
The next point is that Krishna is the perfect moral agent. In other words, he doesn't do things that are against morals. Let me put it another way. Krishna doesn't do anything that's unfair.
クリシュナは決して不公平なことはなさいません。
Because one of the feelings in envy is that it's unfair.That somebody has something that I don't have. But because Krishna is the perfect moral agent, he makes sure that everybody gets exactly what they deserve.
で、クリシュナは、モラルの代理人でありますから、誰かが何か欲しいと思ったら、まさしくそのものをクリシュナは誰にでも配ってくださいます。
Therefore, I shouldn't think that it's being done unfairly.
ですから、すべてのことは平等になされています。
The next point is that one can overcome envy by developing humility.
そして次のポイントとしては、その妬みを克服するということは、自分が謙虚さを育てることによって、克服することができます。
When I was at the Sadhu Sangha, it's a big festival for chanting the holy names.
で、サドゥサンガ、それは聖なる皆を唱えること、みんなで唱えることです。
The devotees were selling sets of Bhagavatam there. And they were asking various devotees, senior devotees who were there to sign the Bhagavatam. So, I noticed Giriraj Maharaj, he was signing the Bhagavatams. He was signing them. Giriraj Swami.
Giriraj Swami.
Yes. And so I was looking at, and his signature was always at the very bottom. Even if he was the first one signing, he'd put it at the very bottom so nobody could sign underneath him. Because this is how devotees think. They don't think, well, why aren't I on the top? They think like, how far down to the bottom can I go? So if I cultivate humility and I think, let me, be the servant of others and you know, I'll stay at the bottom. So that could be helpful in not being envious of other people. Because I'm satisfied that I'm simple, I'm humble, I'm at the bottom.
そして、そのように思い、自分が謙虚になって、私はみんなの一番下にいるんだと思うことによって、自分自身が満足しますから、そこで妬みというものが克服されます。
The next point is, do the best you can in life, in any circumstance, and leave the result up to Krishna.
どのような時であっても、自分のベストを尽くして、その結果をすべてクリシナに委ねることです。
If you know you did your best, then don't worry about the result, because that's not something you can control. And practice just leaving the result up to Krishna. The next one is that we don't know what people have done in the past or how hard they've worked to get where they are right now. Most of the time, all we see is the result. We don't see the effort that they put in. We should appreciate that if somebody has a certain talent or asset, that they worked hard for it either this life or another life. And the last, it's a list of seven, was that to view people as inspirations and role models, not as enemies. Yes, see people not as enemies, but as teachers. Generally, we don't get envious of teachers as much as we do of peers. Because we revere the teacher and we're honoring the teacher.
で、私たちは先生を見るときには尊敬を表しますし、またその尊敬の気持ちというものを先生に対して表していきます。
There are a couple of important verses given in the Bhagavatam about how to interact with other people so that you don't develop envy.
そしてシマバガタの中にいる説がありますけれども、どのようにして私たちがお互いに付き合っていくか、その妬みを克服するためにはどのようにして付き合うかについて説があります。
And this one is from Srimad Bhagavatam 4.8.34.
これはシリマバガタの4巻8章1節です。
It says, every man should act like this. When he meets a person more qualified than himself, he should be very pleased. When he meets someone less qualified than himself, he should be compassionate towards him. And when he meets someone equal to himself, he should make friendship with him. In this way, one is never affected by the threefold miseries of the material world.So now we'll take a few reflections. Anything you heard so far that stuck in your mind? Or you can ask a question. Yes, Prabhu.
Whenever we meet,
Vaishnava Nanda.
So whenever we meet anyone, sometimes we start in casual way, but the front person, he is actually a big person. So immediately, we cannot control the emotions.We have to do in a casual way to each category, I guess. So, how to handle that?
Okay.
Control emotions. You know, Prabhupada tells a story about a couple. Well, there's three friends.
One
of They all grew up together. And one of them became a judge. So the two friends one day were talking, and one told the other that, did you know that our friend Dilip, he became a judge? And the other friend said, Dilip, he can't be a judge. He's one of us. He's one of our friends. Besides, I know Dilip, he's not very smart. And the other friend said, no, I was just there at the court. I saw him. He's in a holding court. He's wearing the robes. He has the gavel. He's giving sentences, everything. He's a full judge.
And いろいろ文章を読んで、読んだその様子を私は実際に見たんだ。
And then the other friend said, "All right, maybe he's a judge, but he's probably not getting paid."
その時にそのもう一人のあの友達が言いました。多分その人は裁判官なんだろうけれども、お金が支払われてはいないんじゃないんだとか、お金がちゃんとただでやってる。
So oftentimes, if we have a friendly or casual relationship with somebody, later on we might find out that actually they're greater than we thought.
で、しばしば私たちの中にあるんですけれども、自分の友達っていうものが実際にその何か違ったことに出会ったりすると、
And if I have envy in my heart, then I might resent that person.
So
you have to apply some of the principles that we talked about.
ですから、このような原則というものを私たちが話をするときには持っていなければいけません。
One of the main things is to have a proper perspective.
それは正しく人を尊敬するということ。
And the proper perspective is to understand I'm not my body and neither is the other person.
で、これまた自分の体にではなく他の人に対して。
Also, we don't know why a person has a particular asset or talent.
でまた私たちは特定ある人が才能があったりそしてまたお金持ちであったりということそのことも知らないこともあります。
In the material world, these are all circumstantial.
でこのようなことは全ては状況的なことです。
For instance, Hiranyakashipu, when he was fighting with Lord Nrisimhadev,Lord Nrisimhadev let him go during the fight. And the demigods thought, oh no, he got away, and he, you know, he might win the fight.
で、半神たちは、ヒラヤナカシュプの方が勝つんじゃないかと、そんなことはやっちゃダメだみたいに思いました。
And Prabhupada explains that actually, Lord Nrisimhadev, he was only playing with Hiranyakashipu, just like a cat plays with a mouse. He catches it, he lets it go, and then he catches it again.
で、その様子というものは、ナシハデバがヒラナカシプを捕まえて、そしてまた、その手放して好きなようにさせるというのは、猫がネズミを捕まえて、またネズミを手放して遊んでいるようなのと同じです。
So Prabhupada said sometimes you might see somebody in this world that has a lot of wealth or they're very successful.
で、プラヴパダはおっしゃいました。私たちが誰か他の人を見て、非常に金持ちだったり、成功した人を時々見るかもしれない。
And you might think, oh, this person is better than me, or why are they able to enjoy? Because they're not even a good person. And they may even be a bad person, but they have all these things. And one might feel envious.
で、人々は、この人はそんなにいいところもないのに、どうしてこんなに楽しんで、まあ、お金も持ってるんだろうかと思いますが、その時には妬みがあるからです。
But Prabhupada says that this is only the play of the illusory energy.
これはただ自分のエネルギーをなくすためのただの遊びであるとプラヴパダはおっしゃいました。
That just like Nrisimhadev let go of Hiranyakashipu, so he may think that now I'm free, but only for a second.
で、それはちょうどナシガデバヒラネカシプを自由にさせたときに、ナシガデバが自分自由だから好きなようにさせて自由になったと考えるのと同じです。
So a reflection means anything that you heard that you can remember. Yes? Okay. Sayyide Pru, and then Ananta Chaitanya.
Well, I liked when you began with the definition of envy. And I've never looked up the word envy. And I found the that definition very interesting. And I was thinking of the mind-body connection. That when we have the thought that somebody has something I don't or that I want, that produces a painful emotion, not only in the mind, but we feel it in the body somewhere. Yeah, well, we have the thought, the envious thought, oh, that person has something I want, but then we feel pain in the body, in the heart. And that pain is what causes us to misbehave or to have more negative thoughts. And can be very dangerous for us. It may cause us to do something we regret later. Anyway, it's interesting to really look at the definition of a word sometimes. And
yes. Yeah, one of the first points on this list is that nothing belongs to us anyway, and nothing belongs to anyone else either. In the Bhagavatam, there's a section called the Bhumi Gita. It's Earth speaking and giving her realizations about the world. Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhumi Gita.
Bhumi Gita.
Yeah.
You said what?
I just said that she gave her perspective. So she sees these kings, they come into the world and then they claim areas of land. They say, this belongs to me only. And to preserve the land, they'll kill tens of thousands, millions of people just to save the land. Millions of people get killed. Okay. Now, what I'm talking about is Bhumi is watching the kings. Bhumi is earth. And she's looking at the kings come and go in this world.
Bhumi is earth.
And she sees the kings are very greedy. They're also envious of one another. And she sees that they kill each other and millions of other people to save what they think is theirs. And then she says they're not satisfied with just the land, and then they want the water, all the ocean. But she said, she says that this is, she laughs at them. Because it doesn't belong to them ever. And in my small way, or smaller than a king, I might see people with other things and think that, well, why do they have that? Why don't I have that? But they don't get to keep what they have, and I don't get to keep what I have either, so it doesn't really mean. Ananta Gauranga Prabhu.
Yeah, I like the point, like, when we have envy or when these thoughts come, we can think, like, we don't know what that person has done in his past lives.
Yeah, he said that he liked that idea about when you see somebody with an asset, then we don't know what they've done in this life or the past life to come to that position. Why did you like that point?
Yeah, because generally when we feel, when we get these thoughts, we tend to look at ourselves, what I have, instead of looking at them, what they have. That's what triggers all these thoughts, that why I don't have, why he has. So we have to change the perspective to think for the next person that maybe we don't do.
So,
said, who is envious of the ballerina?
Sumo.
Who?
Lisa. No,
sumo
Lisa.
I think sumo is.
Sumo is.
Oh, sumo. Harinamananda Dasi was just saying that I think the enemy is within the heart. And it's that. Yeah. So the Srimad Bhagavatam says that the highest conception of religion is to give up envy for other living entities. Because envy is based on material conception. If one becomes Krishna conscious, then naturally one will, the envy in one's heart will dissipate. But the Bhagavatam also teaches us that we should practice not being envious of others. For instance, when we meet somebody more qualified than us, we should respect them and try to learn something from them. And when we meet somebody on an equal level, then we should make friends with them. And when we meet somebody less qualified, we should show compassion and try to help them. These are very practical ways to help avoid being envious of others. And in the Gita, Krishna says that those who are a kind friend, or a person who is a kind friend to all living entities, is very dear to him. If I have envy in my heart, then it's very difficult to be a kind friend to all other living entities. So anyone can practice giving up envy. One of the best practices that I've found to free myself from envy is through prayer. If you tell Krishna, I have envy towards this person, Could you please help take it away from my heart? The Krishna will listen and he'll help to take it away from your heart. We have a question and she's smiling, so it's really something that's relevant. Yes.
You say to ask Krishna to put away envious thought other person?
Yes.
But what if I envy Krishna?
What if you envy Krishna?
Please take away my envy toward you.
Yeah. Yeah, you can say that. So she was saying, if I'm asking Krishna to remove my envy of other living entities, that's one thing, but what if I envy Krishna? Should I pray to Krishna to please remove my envy for you? Yeah, as she's saying, so what if I envy Krishna, how am I going to pray to him? Or should I pray to him? She says, should I pray to him if I'm envious of him? To remove the envy of him. Yeah, the answer is yes, we should. The first thing to understand is envy is irrational. And also, I do envy Krishna. When I envy other living entities who are part and parcel of Krishna, it's also because I have envy for Krishna. I'm a competitor to Krishna. Because I think I'm a competitor of Krishna. This is in the Bhagavatam. Bhayam dvitiya vinibheshitasya ishad apetasya viparyayo smriti. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave this verse to Sanatana Goswami. It means that when I forget that I am a soul and I think I'm the body. I become a competitor to Krishna. But Krishna doesn't have any competition. So I can pray to Krishna, I'm envious of you. Could you please remove this illusion so that I can love you and not be envious of you?
Then you become
free from illusion.
Free from illusion.
So
to me it always feels like it's impossible to give up envy because it's so deeply rooted. But when I pray to Krishna, then it seems suddenly possible that maybe I could actually give this up. And sometimes I think, how nice the whole world would look if I didn't have any envy.
私がもし妬みを一つも持っていなければこの世界がどんなに素晴らしいものに見えるかと思います。
When I see somebody with a nice quality, I think, wow, that's so nice. I just appreciate it.
で、すごく素晴らしい人、資格がある人を見ると、あ、この人は素晴らしいな。
With envy in my heart, when I see somebody that's beautiful or talented, then it blocks it. I can't even appreciate it at all because I just think like, well, why they get that? I should have it.
しかし、もし私の中にその妬みというものがあって、美しい人を見たり才能がある人を見たりするときには、どうしてこのような人は
So, I recommend this process of praying to Krishna. When you see envy, you can make a prayer directly before Krishna and tell him that I have this envy. Would you please remove it? Take it out.Help me, because I'm too weak. I can't do it myself. So we thank everyone for coming and joining this class tonight.And we'll go forth from here on a campaign to free the world from envy, beginning with, I'll go on a campaign, free the world from envy, beginning with myself. But if you see that I'm becoming successful in giving up envy, please don't become envious. Go on, pray, manandi, hari hari bo. Vanchakop, the rishar, dripasanabe, vichapatitanam, pavani, yo, vaishnabe, yo, namo, namaha.